says in the Pasuk, right before Kabbalah Satoira, the Rebbein Shalom tells Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe, Lech Elohim, go to the nation, V'kidashtam hayoyim u'mocha, you should sanctify them today and tomorrow. V'chibzu simloisam, they shall launder their garments. So the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos tells us that although Kabbalah Satoira was originally was scheduled for the sixth day of Sivan, which was a Friday, nevertheless, Hosef Moshe Yom Echad Midatay, Moshe added another day on his own. Moshe pushed off Kabbalah Satoira by a day, and Kabbalah Satoira ended up taking place on the seventh day of Sivan, which was Shabbos. Kula alma moide, the Shabbos nitna Torah, everyone agrees the Torah was given on Shabbos. So, first of all, we need to understand what is the significance of the Torah being given specifically on Shabbos. It seems that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the Torah to be given on Shabbos. But the Gemara asks, my Darish, what did Moshe Rabbeinu darshan? What pasuk did he darshan that allowed him to push off Kabbalah Satoira by a day? And the Gemara says, it brings this pasuk that we just read. The pasuk says, V'kidashtam, Hashem said to Moshe, V'kidashtam hayoyim u'mochar, you'd sanctify them, or prepare them today and tomorrow. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ma mochar leiloy imoy, just like tomorrow has a night along with it, because which means tonight and tomorrow. That's tomorrow. So that means that today also needs a night along with it, and the night of today has already passed. So Moshe Rabbeinu concluded that it must be that Hayyim is not today, Hayyim must be tomorrow, which has a night and a day, and Mochar is the day after. So Tosfos asks, if Moshe Rabbeinu darshan the Pasuk to tell us in order to push off the Kabbalah Satoira by a day, so then it wasn't Midatoi. Then it wasn't on his own. That's what the Pasuk says. That's what every drasha we learn from a Pasuk. If you derive something from a Pasuk, then that's what Hashem says. It's not what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. So why does the Gemara call it that Moshe added a day Midatoi? So I'd like to suggest an approach. In Parshas Bereishis, we have the Parsha of the Eitz Hadas, where the Rebbeinu Shlom tells Adam and Chava not to eat from the Eitz Hadas Tovira, from the tree of knowledge of good and bad. Now we need to understand, why didn't the Rebbeinu Shlom want them to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and bad? It seems that it would be a good thing for Adam and Chava to know the difference between good and bad. So why shouldn't they eat from the Eitz Hadas Tovira? So in order to understand this, I'd like to go over a vort I once said on the pasuk that we find by the Chet HaEgel, Parshas Kisisa, when Aharon sees Bnei Yisrael worshipping the eagle, the pasuk says that Aharon announces Chag LaShem Mochar, a holiday for Hashem tomorrow. It's a very, very difficult pasuk. Aharon HaKohen, it would seem, should be rending his garments and mourning the fact that Bnei Yisrael had just fallen from the highest of levels to the lowest of the low, worshipping a golden calf. And not only does he not rend his garments, but yet he announces Chag LaShem Mochar, there will be a holiday for Hashem tomorrow. We also need to understand, the halacha is that the Torah says that that a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur cannot enter the Holy of Holies. He cannot enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim with his golden garments. He has to put on linen garments. Why? Because Ein Kateger Nasa Seneger. The prosecutor cannot become the defender. And since gold is a reminder of the golden calf, therefore, on Yom Kippur, that we need a defender, the prosecutor, which is the golden garments, cannot become the defender. So he cannot walk in with gold. So the question is, how can Aharon HaKohen, we know that the one that enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, the first one was Aharon HaKohen. How is Aharon HaKohen allowed to be the one entering on Yom Kippur to atone for our sins, when Aharon HaKohen was the one that was involved in the Chet HaEgel? Why don't we say on Aharon himself that he can't enter because Ein Kateger Nasa Seneger, the prosecutor cannot become the defender? So I believe that what Aharon HaKohen was saying when he said Chag L'Hashem Mochar was that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave each and every Yid the ability to say that Mochar, that my tomorrow will be better. No difference what my today or yesterday looked like. Every Yid has the ability to say, Ribbono Shel Olam, tomorrow will be a better day. It's the power of tshuva. And we have this power due to the sanctity of our neshama, which is a chedek of the kamimal. Our neshama is godly. And since it's godly, every yid has the ability to tap into that. No matter how low a yid has fallen, a yid can always tap into that godliness and make their tomorrow better. And that is Aharon with his tremendous love for Klal Yisrael. Aharon HaKohen, as we know, was Oyev Shalom, Broidev Shalom, Oyev Es Abriyos. He loved Eden. He understood their potential. He was able to see their sanctity. He was able to see their godliness. So despite the fact that they were worshipping Avodah Zarah, they had fallen to such a low level, Aharon HaKohen was able to announce Chag L'Hashem Mochar. Despite their lowly status now, their mochar calls for a holiday to Hashem. Their ability to make their tomorrow better. Aharon HaKohen was able to see their tomorrow despite the lowliness of today. And it was specifically because of that that Aharon became the one to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. He is the one that is able to tell the Ribbono Shel Olam that you should forgive Bnei Yisrael for their sins, because despite the way they look today, Chag L'Hashem Mochar, tomorrow is going to be a holiday to Hashem. They have this power called Mochar, this power that they can make their tomorrow a better day. That itself is a reason for you to atone for their sins. It's specifically because he said Chag L'Hashem Mochar when Klal Yisrael were on the lowest of levels. That's why he was Zoiche, to be the one to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because he can always say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Chag L'Hashem Mochar. Don't look at the way they look today. Their tomorrow is brilliant. Their tomorrow is tremendous. And the truth is that mochar, this ability for a yid to do tshuva, is truly the purpose of creation. The Sforim tell us that lo asid lavoi b'yayim ahu, the pasuk says b'yayim ahu yia Hashem echad ishma echad, on that day Hashem will be one, which means that Toiv and Ra, what now seem to be opposites. Good and bad, which are now opposites, will come together. It will all be everything. Tov and Ra will both work. There will be a synthesis. There will be a harmony of Tov and Ra to serve the Rabbi Nishladim together. As we say by Shemin Esrei on Rosh Hashanah, everything, the entire world, will all become one to serve the Rabbi Nishlam, the good and bad together. And in order for that to happen, the bad has to be brought over to the good. And that happens through tshuva. When a Yid Nevach stumbles, and a Yid falls, and a Yid drifts away, and then a Yid comes back with a passion. A Yid comes back and does tshuva, bringing back, coming back from the Ra. That's another step towards the Tachlis Abriya, towards the purpose of creation, which is that Hashem should be Echad, bringing the Ra back to the Toiv, bringing the bad back to the good. The Sforim bring a mashal to two kings that were at battle with each other. Two armies. And despite the fact that the king, the army of the king is very, very special to him, his own soldiers are very precious to him. But if a soldier comes over from the other side to subjugate himself to the king, that is much more precious from when a soldier comes over from the other side, from the bad side, and subjugates himself to the king. That means much more to the king than his own soldiers. The enemy is conceding. That's why Chazal tell us, "B'makom shebalei tshuva ayimdim ein tzadikim gemurim mechaydim lamoid." In a place where tzadikim stand, tzadikim gemurim can't stand. Tzadikim gemurim are the Rebbein Shlom soldiers. They are soldiers for the good. But when a bal tshuva comes over from somebody that was on the side, the bad side, and comes back, comes over to the good side, that is a step towards the Asid Lava. It's a step towards the time of when the Rabbi Nishlam will be Echad, when the Ra will be subjugated to the Toiv. Now, obviously, we're not allowed to go over to the other side. L'chatchila, one is not allowed to go over there in order to connect Toiv and Ra. That would be silliness. But when a person does stumble, when a person does commit an avera, or a person drifts away, the person needs to realize that their coming back is the fulfillment of creation. That is the fulfillment of the purpose of creation. That the Ra should come back to the Toiv. And when a person does that, they stand much higher than the Tzadik Gomer. This is the inyan of the Eitz HaDas Tov V'Ra. The word Das means connection. The Pasuk says, Adam Yoda Es Chava. Adam connected to Chava. Uses the word Das. Eitz HaDas Tov V'Ra means the tree that connects good and bad. The Eitz HaDas Tov V'Ra is the purpose of creation. But in order for it to be Ra, in order for it to be bad, the Rebbein Shalom has to forbid it. Because if he doesn't forbid it, then it's not Ra. But Adam HaRishon understands the purpose of creation. And Adam HaRishon understands that Eitz HaDas Tov Ra is the purpose of creation. And his stepping into that world of Ra and coming back is the purpose of creation. Adam HaRishon understands this. And that this is how the Rebbein Shlom set it up specifically, in order that Tov and Ra should eventually come together. And that's why Adam and Chava go into that area. And they do taste from the, they do take from, partake from the Eitz HaDaas. Because they understand that this is the purpose of creation, to connect Tov and Ra. So Adam HaRishon was created on the sixth day, on Friday. Friday is the day that represents the Tzadik Gomor. According to Kabbalah, six is Yisoid, which is the level of Tzadik, Tzadik Gomor. Hashem created Adam and Chava as Tzadikim Gemurim. And on that same sixth day, Adam and Chava made a conscious decision to fulfill the purpose of the Bria and to partake of the Eitz HaDaas Tov V'Ra, because that is the Tachlis HaBria. V'hayu Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz b'yom ahu yih Hashem echad u'shmo echad. And then on Shabbos Kodesh, Adam and Chava do tshuva. Mizmor shir l'yom ha'Shabbos. Shabbos is a day of the Baal Tshuva. Shabbos is a day of Verotza Vonu. Hashem wants us as we are, the way we are. Hashem accepts us. Hashem accepts our Tshuva. Shabbos comes from the word Tshuva. Shabbos corresponds to David, who is Hekem Oile Shel Tshuva, Chazal say. He was the one that established this. He was the one that represented tshuva. So Shabbos, the tshuva of Adam and Chava were accepted. Shabbos is a day of, we say by Kabbalah Shabbos, Rosa de Echad. It's the secret of Echad. It's a Shabbos is Me'en Olam Haba. It's a taste of the world to come, of that world of Echad, where Tov and Ra come together, specifically because it's the day of the Baal Tshuva that brings the Ra back to the Tov. That's what Shabbos is about. So now, a few thousand years later, Klal Yisrael comes to a level of Pascha Zehamosam, say Chazal. They came to a level of Adam HaRishon before the Chet. And they're standing by Har Sinai, and the Rebbein Shlom once again wants to recreate them as Tzadikim Gemurim on Yoim HaShishi, on a Friday, the day of the Tzadik Gomor. And Moshe Rabbeinu, but Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Kidashtam hayoyim u'machar." Make sure that you sanctify them in a manner that there is the hayoyim, the today, the day of the Tzadik Gomor, u'machar. But make sure they understand the machar, machar which represents the Baal Tshuva, machar that represents the ability of a yid to say, "Tomorrow wasn't so good, but tomorrow is going to be better." And Moshe Rabbeinu understands that Ma Mochar Leilo Imoi. Mochar means that there's a night with it. Meaning that there's darkness. That's what Mochar by definition means, that there's darkness. And it's Imoi. It's Leilo Imoi. The darkness is with it. Meaning that the darkness is included in the light to create the synthesis of Echad. That it's all one. So then says Moshe Rabbeinu, then the Hayoim has to have within it that ability also, that there, if Kabbalah Sotayra will take place on Friday, on the day of Tzadik Gomor, then it will be lacking the koyach of the Baal Tshuva. So Moshe Rabbeinu pushed off Kabbalah HaTorah to Shabbos, so that the Torah HaKadosh, Kabbalah HaTorah, should have incorporated within it the ability for there to be the Baal Tshuva, because that's the Tachlis HaBriya. That it should, that Kabbalah HaTorah should take place on the day of Raza the Echad, on the day that's Me'en Olam Haba, on the day of Aratz HaBonu, the day that the Rabbeinu Shlom accepts us the way we are, with our Lila, with our darkness, with it. And that's why Chazal say, Moshe Hoisef Yom Echad Midatoi. Moshe added this one day because of his Das, because he understood that there needs to be a Das Toi Vera. And Friday doesn't allow for that. Only Shabbos does. I was thinking that perhaps this is what Chazal tell us on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Mo Hashem alekecha shoel miyimach. What does Hashem ask of you? Ki yem l'yira. So Chazal say, Al tikra mo elameya. Don't read it, mo. Elameya, rather read it, call it as read 100. Meya means 100. If Chazal learned from here to make 100 brachas every day. Perhaps what Chazal are alluding to is that mo stands for mochar and hayoim, which is the Baal Tshuva and the Tzadik Gomor. And the Pasuk says, Mo Hashem alekecha shoel miyimach. Mo is what Hashem asks of you. Hashem asks of you to be the Tzadik Gomor, and if not, to be a Baal Tshuva. But the truth is that when somebody is a Baal Tshuva, not only does he incorporate the Hayyim and the Mochar, but he also incorporates the Esmoil. He incorporates the yesterday. The day that was all Ra. The day that was all bad. That he was involved in all the things he shouldn't have. Once the person does Tshuva, that also is incorporated into Kedusha. Chazal says, the Doinus Nasam Lekizachias. The Averis turn into Mitzvahs. That's the Tachlis HaBriya. So Chazal tell us, don't say Ma, which is only Mochar and Hayoim. Say Meya, which is Mochar, Esmoil and Hayoim, which is tomorrow, yesterday, and today. Include the yesterday as well. That's the Tachlis HaBriya. Tachlis HaBriya is to incorporate the Ra into the Toiv, which is the level of Shabbos Kodesh, which is Me'en Olam Haba, the time that will be So David to help me, we should be zeiche by through our tshuva, by bringing over the ra into the toiv. We should be zeiche b'korav to that time of the asad lovoi. V'hoyu Hashem l'melech al kol ha'ores be'em ahu yeh Hashem echad u'shmei echad v'vias Mashiach tzidkenu b'mehira b'yameinu amen.